Welcome to another episode of the Praxis Pod with your host, Ross and Danny Thompson. Enjoy. I'm your host, Danielle Thompson. I'm excited that you guys are here, and I'm really excited to talk about our subject today. The topic today, but let me just tell you also, I'm alone. I don't have anybody with me, so sorry to disappoint you, but it will probably excite you to know that Ross worked on these notes with me, and we talked a lot about this topic, and I really am excited about delivering it because I think it's important. And episode 10 of the Praxis podcast is called A Drop in the Bucket, and it's something that we have been talking about for years, actually. And if you want to know if this podcast is for you or if it's worth listening to for the next 10 minutes of your day, I can tell you. So if you've ever been overwhelmed with the concept of working out, or if you feel like you have these goals but they're too big to face, or if you've tried like multiple diets, multiple new workout plans, only to find that you stay on track for a couple weeks or a month and then you kind of, you know, stop, this podcast is for you. So we're calling it A Drop in the Bucket. Consider this though, you listening to this, this is the first drop. So to get into it, the concept of a drop in the bucket is something that is so incredibly underrated. I cannot even tell you. We get really hype on, you know, starting a new workout program and really hitting the gym hard or really going in on a diet. And you've heard us, if you've been listening to this podcast, then you understand we're big fans of every diet works. We're not those kind of people that are like, oh, only raw works, only vegan works, only Shakeology works, only Isagenix works, only Weight Watchers works, only Atkins works, only, you know what I mean? Like, we really believe that every single diet plan out there you can have success with if you stick with it. So we're not the kind of people that are just real, you know, hard-headed as far as that goes. That said, we do know that there are some things that are not sustainable. So we kind of ran some numbers for a minute for you guys, and we wanted to share that with you. So new research shows that women give up diets after an average of 5 weeks, 2 days, and 43 minutes. Another interesting statistic says that only 15% of Americans work out 3 times a week, only 15%. So, hey, if you are moving your body 3 times a week, then you know what? Slam dunk, baby. You're doing it. But why is that? We think that it's because we start out way too big. When you go from barely working out to working out 6 days a week, which is kind of, you know, and this is, we're coming in on like, it's like the beginning of April. Spring break is coming. We can smell summer. So we start to do these big things. We have these big ambitions and these big goals, which are great. But what happens when you start out too hard, right? You go from, you know, it's like you're not doing anything to working out 6 days a week. It's like you're feeding your face with junk food. And then you're like, oh, we're going to go on a raw vegan diet. When you go from drinking soda all day to attempt to drink a gallon of water a day, it's just flat out too much. And change is good, but I think we should take a different approach. I really do. So that's why we're calling this program A Drop in the Bucket. It's a W. It's a win. It's one step closer to your goal. Because what's the point of going full throttle only to quit in a week or two? And if you're identifying with this, raise your hand, because I think we all have started these programs and we've gone, okay, it's Monday, it's the first of the month, it's the first of the year, here we go, let's go. And we're hyped up and we're excited. And then the second that adversity comes in, we just throw it all away. And of course, we're not discrediting the program that we started, but we're definitely, we're losing faith in ourselves. we don't feel as confident as we did, and we're feeling like failures over and over. And that's one of the biggest parts of working out and creating a healthy lifestyle through nutrition, through hydration, through fitness, is feeling successful, because that's what takes you to the next day, right? That's what makes you go, hey, I did it. I'm doing it, right? And I'm going to keep going because I'm doing it. So let's just play a game, if you will. Let's say that you've committed on your new fitness journey, you've committed to 1 hour of cardio a day. 1 hour of cardio a day, 100 squats, 100 push-ups, and 100 sit-ups, whatever that may be. So your squats might not be as low as you want them to be. Your push-ups might be on your knees or even an assisted push-up, and your sit-ups might be crunches, whatever. It doesn't matter. But like, that's what you've committed to. After 6 weeks, which is, we're going actually a little bit longer than what they say that the average, now that was just women. Sorry, guys, I didn't look up your stats. But the average woman gives up after 5 weeks, 2 days, and 43 minutes. Okay, so after 6 weeks of doing 1 hour of cardio a day, 100 squats, 100 push-ups, and 100 sit-ups, your total is 2,520 minutes of cardio, 4,200 squats, 4,200 push-ups, and 4,200 sit-ups, which is awesome. It's so good. But that's a lot. Like, think about right now where you're at in your life. If you were to commit to an hour of hard cardio a day and then those three exercises, you'd be really sore. You know, like it'd be kicking your little booty, which is great. That's awesome. But what if we just toned it down a little bit and focused on sustainability and focused on the long game, if you will. So we're not looking to get in a, you know, mini skirt in Vegas next week, right? We're looking to reach our goals long term and have them be sustainable. So let's take the cardio to 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And then we'll do, let's say, 25 squats, 25 push-ups, and 25 sit-ups. Much more sustainable. Takes half the amount of time. Actually, even less than that. But after a year, your total is 7,800 minutes of cardio, 9,125 squats, 9,125 push-ups, 9,125 sit-ups. So we've chopped the cardio in half. We chopped the strength work into quarters, but it's more sustainable, meaning over time, you'll have done way more than the first example. So it's all about the little drops in the bucket. A drop is a drop is a drop is a drop is a drop. It may take longer. You may get frustrated because you haven't reached the success that you want to reach. But I'm telling you, after time, it will pay off. So I tell this to you because I think it's so important, especially after the end of a long work day, when we go, oh my gosh, the concept of getting to the gym right now. If let's just say you get off work at 5 o'clock, you drive home, your commute is 30, 45 minutes. You get home, you tend to whatever's there, the kids, the dog, you know, whatever you have to do, your normal responsibilities, to think about changing into clothes and going to the gym, getting there, right? Getting to the gym and then actually doing your workout and then coming home, it's overwhelming. But if you think about going, okay, I'm going to lace my runners up, keep your work clothes on, who cares? Put your runners on and go for a 30-minute walk 5 days a week. And then after that, you know, do 25 push-ups, 25 squats, 25 sit-ups. That conceptually is so much more effective. Well, it's effective long-term, but when you think about it conceptually, it's manageable. And I think that's where we really miss the mark. It's like, let's make it manageable. I am so here for it. If you have got some energy and you want to just go and get after it at the gym, at your class, at your SoulCycle class, at your CrossFit gym, go do it. But I would rather, as opposed to you getting overwhelmed with that, I would rather you go for a walk or at least just commit to the 25, 25, 25, something like that, than do nothing at all. And I think that so often, because we get so hyped up on that, you know, it's not a drop in the bucket. We want to just like, we want to douse the bucket. We want to like, you know, put some stinking water in there, and that's great, but not, that's not normal. That's a Monday. That's a first of the month. That's a New Year's resolution. And it's just flat out not how we feel most days. So if this podcast leaves you with anything, I want it to leave you with that. I do want to talk to you guys just a little bit really quick when we're talking about nutrition and stuff. We have partnered with an amazing brand. So for sure, check them out. They're great. We love Brandless so much. And they've been a real help, honestly, like not only just for saving money, but for staying healthy and staying on track. They've been great for our family. So we hope that you guys will check them out. But with that, I hope that you have entered our contest. We have a contest right now running on Instagram and Facebook as well. And it's for a full TRX situation. It's very cool. And if you go to our Instagram or our Facebook, it will give you details on how to enter the contest. But basically, we just need you to, you know, subscribe to the podcast. We need you to give us 5 stars, rate us. Only if it's good, though. No bad ratings. Just kidding. No, no, I'm serious. Don't. I think I'm funny. Anyways, but if you want to go check that out, it's there. It's live. It's going to be going on for 7 days, and it's really fun. And who doesn't want a TRX? Oh, side note, it's TRX and it's a year subscription to the Praxis app, which is very cool. So check it out. Go look on Instagram and Facebook and enter the contest. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.